WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A majority of Bryan school board members are interested in one parent's request to change the criteria for academic awards for graduating high school seniors.
Lisa Hubacek is a parent of a Bryan High senior. She says her daughter doesn't currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she is not in the top 2% of her class, while a Rutter senior with a lower grade point average is in line to get that honor.
I find this to be blatantly unfair because by definition, summa cum laude is the highest honor that the educational institution can bestow.
Hubacek wants the board to temporarily use the lowest GPA of a Rutter High graduate as the benchmark for all graduates in Bryan ISD.
Now, this is going to create a lot more summa cum laude graduates at Bryan High and a whole lot more at Collegiate for this interim period of time. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I would suggest that for the incoming freshmen, you adopt a new policy that's based on GPA strictly.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Spring enrollment at Blinn College is down less than 1% from record numbers a year ago. At the Bryan campus, headcount is down nearly 8% or nearly 900. That is nearly offset by gains in the number of dual credit students, those taking online classes, and students at the Health Science Center. Headcount is also up in Brenham and Schulenburg and down in Sealy. The number of contact hours, which is how the state determines funding, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. A group of state lawmakers have presented data that claims property taxes are growing nearly 3 times as fast as residents' ability to pay them. The Dallas Morning News reports the data defends proposed state legislation that would cap how much local governing bodies can increase taxes and would allow voters to roll back those increases. That was among the subjects brought up during College Station Mayor Carl Mooney's last visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Well, you start taking money away from the cities, and how do we operate?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would like to pay less in taxes, but the reality is we need fire, we need police, we need roads, we need water and electric and wastewater. The list goes on and on and on.
The Morning News also reported analyzing other economic data, which indicated the difference between property owner paychecks and their tax bills is not nearly as wide as the information presented by supporters of the legislation. A Bryan man is in jail for hanging 2 of his 3 pit bulls last month. A neighbor of 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins reported what he saw to police. According to the arrest report, Hawkins used a brown rope to hang and kill Sonny and a blue rope to hang and torture Rocky. The neighbor told police he was able to free Rocky, who ran away. Officers were given information that they believed the dogs were hanged because Hawkins was angry at his mother for protecting his girlfriend, who he was upset with. Hawkins remains in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60. With a few scattered clouds, we stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well. Mostly sunny, temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, for A&M women's basketball, Curtis Knox has been named as a finalist for the Nancy Lieberman Award. Meanwhile, Baylor's back in the news for all the wrong reasons. And in the NBA, the Grizzlies held the Spurs to a season low in points, while the Mavs' four-game winning streak was brought to an end by the Nuggets. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, can they just cut Waco off from the free world?
Right.
Well, no, then that husband and wife who fix up houses, we wouldn't hear from
Chip
them.
And Joanna. Right. You know, we met a guy this weekend at the tournament who played football at Baylor back when I was in school, and we just gave him so much crap.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was fun. He was great sport about it.
Oh, was he?
He was.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, if he's not a big money alum, he can do that. That's fine. All right, so man in China sprayed pesticide in his ear canal
to get the bug out.
That's right. Kill the cockroach that was trapped there for almost 3 days.
Not sure that's how it works.
I mean, there are so many questions. How did we get to this point?
Yeah.
Right?
Brad's
worried
about the pesticide. There's a cockroach in his ear.
Yeah. But the carcass of the cockroach remains stuck in his ear. Well, yeah, it was dead.
Duh, yeah.
Anyway.
Wait, it lived through that. It couldn't live through that, but it lives with its head cut off for so many hours.
Really?
Days.
Anyway, so it was stuck in his ear canal, which became swollen from the irritation of the chemicals and the pesticide.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Was like, I would be concerned at the roach, no doubt, in my ear. But I think I'd probably be a little more, just like slightly more concerned by the poison.
No,
it's
no.
poison.
It's a cockroach.
All right. So anyway, had to go to the hospital to get that taken out. Or there could be the story we didn't do yesterday.
Oh
I thought this was
I
it.
No,
it was another
no,
one.
I'm sorry. The other one comes from India, which is pretty close to that part of the world.
Yeah.
Doctors there successfully removed the cockroach from a woman's skull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get anywhere, don't they?
And it was alive.
No.
Was it crawling around in her brain?
The 42-year-old woman felt a weird sensation around her nose and eyes at night. Which I guess means it had gone on for at least a little while. Finally went to the hospital, and during the nasal endoscopy, where they go in there and look around, doctors found the cockroach sitting on the skull between the woman's eyes.
There goes my breakfast.
Yeah, what a way to wake up.
Doctors were glad that she turned up at the right time because
it was starting to eat her
brain.
Well,
yeah, because if it had been dead.
Zombie cockroach.
And it might have injured her brain.
Oh, so it's good that it was alive.
Yeah,
good.
Zombie cockroach.
Feasting on the brains of the living.
Info.
Amazing.
There are a lot of people in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's more cockroaches, though, I think.
Yeah, you're
pretty much anything you could imagine, though. That's happening.
Fortunately,
somewhere.
They hang out with other cockroaches a lot.
Don't they make more?
All in your ears and
brains.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay. I think we're done with our cockroach stories for the day.
Oh, good.
But it's early. Never know.
Never know.
Never know it'll pop up in your nose.
Right. Day 38, we got 327 of them to go. It is Tuesday the 7th. It is. Today is wave all your fingers at your neighbor's day.
Instead of just one.
Well, I think that's probably the idea.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So just wave, say hi. And, you know, that does bring up the whole idea. How many of your neighbors do you know? Because our society is such that we're going our way, they're going theirs. May not be any commonalities there, or very few. So that's why they do that national night out, so you can meet your neighbors, so that right. when somebody's stealing stuff out of the shed in your property,
your call. Neighbor feels inclined to call the police.
Yeah, do something like that. So anyway, probably not a bad idea to be friends with your neighbor. So we got that going on for us. It's also Send a Card to a Friend Day.
Oh.
And I guess, you know, you could do an e-card.
Sure.
You know, that makes it easy enough.
Yeah.
It's Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Mm-hmm.
There
Tasty.
You are. Uh-huh. And it's the beginning of Dump Your Significant Jerk Week through the 14th. See, the idea is lose that loser before you spend a lot of bucks on them.
There you
right.
go.
Right.
Okay,
your
so that's it.
Your significant jerk.
Celebrating
day.
That. All right, let's do birthdays.
We got birthdays. Deborah Ann Woll is 32. She plays Karen on Daredevil and was also on True Blood.
Hmm.
Tina Majorino is 32. She was from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
She was the next-door neighbor, Deb.
Sure.
Oh, Deb.
And if you remember way back, she was in Waterworld with Kevin Costner. She was okay. the little kid.
Nobody saw that movie.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I saw it, and it was bad.
Yeah,
so,
it was.
Yeah, don't see it. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
39.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve Nash is 43. From the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Robin Lively is 45. She was kind of an 80s teen movie star. She was okay. in Teen Witch and Karate Kid 3.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And she's actually Blake Lively's older sister.
I was going to ask.
Ah.
Oh, okay, so mm-hmm. the less popular Lively.
Yeah, the less popular Lively.
Once again, those dinners. What have you been doing? Not much.
Nothing. I don't
talk about it.
Your little sister, though. She's so great
yeah.
and pretty.
Yeah.
Why won't you give me your agent's number?
Rich and talented. Yeah, okay.
Chris Rock.
He's 52. Okay. All right.
Pretty funny.
Very funny.
Garth Brooks is 55.
Wow. Been here.
Yeah.
Man, and he is still giving like 2.5 hour concerts where he doesn't stop moving.
Yeah, and he does the whole harness thing like Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl and everything too.
Not quite as gracefully, I'm sure.
Well, but a long time, and that's what he used to do, mm-hmm. you know, because when he, I think when he played Reed, he would come up out of his piano.
Mm.
There'd be
cool.
a guy wearing a range coat and a hat, kind of like he would wear, sitting at the piano playing, and then the piano would open up and he would rise up out of the piano. Lots of risers and stuff like that a long time ago.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
Eddie Izzard is 55.
Oh.
He's a very funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
James Spader, 57.
The Blacklist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other stuff.
And other stuff.
Yeah.
Robert Smigel. Is it Smigel or Smeagol?
I don't know. I didn't know who he is.
I don't know
is.
Who yeah. Robert said, is.
He's a Triumph the Insult comic dog.
Oh.
He's the guy behind that creation.
Okay.
And Steve Bronski of Bronski Beat, 80s band, is also 57 today.
Wow, all right.
That's what I got for you.
Born on this date in 1804 was John Deere. I mean, there was a guy named John Deere.
All right.
John
yeah. Deere.
Tractor dudes.
Nothing runs like a deer.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So earlier this week, Congressman Duncan Hunter released a letter to President Trump urging him to pardon First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. The letter says, quote, currently Clint is serving a 19-year sentence for giving an order to his fellow soldiers to shoot and kill two Afghan men moving in the direction of their convoy and presenting a threat. For the record, Clint never fired his weapon and, more importantly, previously withheld information now confirms forensic evidence linked DNA found on detonated roadside bombs to the DNA of the Afghan men. Last week, I asked President Trump if he is considering pardoning men like Army Lieutenant...
You know, that was yesterday's, isn't it? There... My computer is not updating, so let me see what we can do to get you. Because everybody wants to have a fresh Sean Hannity, right? Okay.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Liberals went insane when news broke that Donald Trump's immigration executive order led to the death of an Iraqi woman. Now, Mike Hager, an Iraqi-born U.S. citizen, claimed that he was traveling back to the United States with a sick mother when Trump's executive order kicked in, causing his mother to die as she waited for approval to fly back to the States. Leftist comedian Sarah Silverman tweeted angrily to Trump, "Do you feel shame?" Problem with the story, it's all fake news. In fact, Hager's mother had died before Trump's executive order. What's not fake news? Well, LifeSet reports that anti-Trump protesters recently obstructed an ambulance carrying a critically ill patient in New Haven, Connecticut. Now, that delay caused ambulance personnel to perform an emergency medical procedure in the ambulance instead of at a hospital. Will any of the snowflakes condemn the actions of those protesters?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, there's no one like your Valentine, so this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that is so unique that they will love. I've been sending Sherry's berries for years. Everybody loves them. We're talking about the best of the best, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries in a beautiful gift box, only $19.99 plus shipping, or today only, double the berries for just $5 more. Now, you just need my code to take advantage of this great deal. Just put in the name Hannity, only for today. All right, so with Valentine's Day right here, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped, delicious strawberries from Sherry's Berries, $19.99, double the berries for $5 more, an exclusive offer for you, my listeners, only when you use the promo code Hannity. Go to their website, see how beautiful they are, berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, put in my last name, Berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone and put in my name, Hannity. Now, this deal expires today. Make sure you order right now.
Good morning, 621, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
For Kishinka with your money now. Facebook is heading to New York State's highest court to challenge search warrants seeking information from user accounts. Prosecutors in Manhattan sought search warrants in 2013 for the accounts of 381 individuals in connection with a disability benefit fraud case against New York City police and fire retirees. Facebook challenged the warrants, but lower courts sided with prosecutors, ruling it was up to individual users to challenge the warrant seeking their information. Both sides will make oral arguments before the Court of Appeals today. Playboy bunnies with rabbit tails and ears will soon be back in business in New York City. 3 decades after the original Playboy Club closed in Manhattan, a new one will debut later this year in a hotel a few blocks from Times Square. Other Playboy clubs are already operating in London, the Vietnamese capital of Hanoi, and several places in India. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains at the opening bell. That's your money now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
624, good morning, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, I don't know if this is fake news or not, so we have to look into this. Chelsea, if you would Google Harambe, that's
Harambe.
Harambe, whatever that is, and then the word Cheeto.
Right, that's the first thing that popped up, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, this is real.
Mm-hmm. A Harambe-shaped Cheeto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, it reached 100K on eBay.
Yeah.
That would be $100,000.
It's on two sources. Does that really make it right or true?
I mean, USA Today reported it. I feel like I haven't heard Trump accuse them of being fake news.
No, that's true. That's true.
So
it says it ended Tuesday morning, with a winning bid of $99,900.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it very much does look like a gorilla. I don't know how they specifically called it a Harambe-shaped, but they did.
Yeah, they talked about it on this morning earlier, too.
Did they? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Looks like they started the bidding at $11.99. It really, really jumped.
Wow. So, again, this brings up so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't eaten Cheetos in a while. I mean, they're okay. They leave that stuff on your fingers, which makes it difficult.
And this was a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
Ah, them too. Do people lay those out on a plate ahead of time and peruse them looking for shapes of things?
Yeah, usually I'm just mindlessly putting my hand in the bag and into my mouth.
That's what people do.
Can you imagine the person, though, who just had the wherewithal to recognize the pop culture demand for old Harambe there?
Man, you're right.
Found a Cheeto and was like, I'm going to sell this. It looks kind of like a gorilla. I'm going to sell this. And ended up with $99,000.
Or was it somebody else who saw it as this person was about to put it in their mouth?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in a bowl.
Yeah. And
they found it Super Bowl Sunday.
Could be that. And then they stopped them, and now they want a piece of the action, which would be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I've got a quote.
Oh.
I opened up a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and as soon as I looked inside, I came across this unique Cheeto that looked like Harambe the Gorilla.
I came across.
You know, like you do. Yeah.
All right. So is that our... There are two things we need to do here. We have to be socially conscious and aware of this,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to open up our Cheetos and lay them out to look at them.
I mean, I remember as a kid, like, looking at clouds and trying to decide what they looked like.
Sure.
But it's been a few years since I've seen something and said, that looks like fill in the blank.
And really, for years, we've been doing stories about, cinnamon buns that look like Sister Teresa.
Right.
The water stain toast on the side of a building.
Oh,
yeah.
Toast. Even Cheetos have not escaped that whole
all right, so
thing.
I guess it's not fake. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Hey.
There we go.
627.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
We here on the Infomaniacs and most of us in radio are lucky enough to enjoy a job that really is something that, like Scott says, is indoors, no heavy lifting, and air-conditioned work. It's not too bad, but a lot of people have to deal with very stressful jobs, and I've got some tips for you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. A new survey found the four things that stress us out the most at work. Here they are. Heavy workloads and crazy deadlines. That's 33% of what makes us so stressed out at work. Don't take on more than you can handle, and if you do, realize that you want to hit your deadlines, but if you can't, it's not the end of the world. Just try as hard as you can and do your best. Number two, demanding and unrealistic bosses, 22%. Now, fortunately, I haven't really had to deal with that, especially not in radio, but there are people out there who expect more from you than you are able to give. That's where you have to stand up for yourself and tell them exactly what you're capable of so that it doesn't turn into something that can weigh down your life. Number three, work-life balance. That's 22% of what stresses us out as well. And it's really important to remember that work is something you have to do, and it's something you should do. It's something that builds character and allows you to live by paying your bills. But your life outside of work is important, too, because otherwise, what are you working for?
And number four, our coworkers. That's 15% of what stresses us out the most at work. Don't worry about your coworkers, though. Do what you need to do and let them do what they're going to do and just keep being yourself and keep working as hard as you need to work. The survey also found the five cities with the most stressed out workers are Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Iowa, Boston, Cleveland, and New York. I can see that for New York. Some of those other cities are kind of questionable, but luckily it's not here in College Station. We're all doing pretty good. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
There you are. It's 6:30. Let's do some weather brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. We're going to continue to have the warm weather. Yeah, we are. Going to have a high temperature today that looks like, 85 degrees or so, and probably do the same thing for tomorrow. Cools down a little bit with a wind shift on Thursday at 73, but we're going to have lots of sunshine, which would be nice. 77 on Friday. Clouds roll back in on Saturday, but we're going to look at the 80s once again, so really unseasonable. Going to start confusing the plants before long, right? Right now the winds are out of the south at 13. It is a little breezy out there this morning. 90% relative humidity, got a few clouds, and we're already at 69 degrees.
With a few rules and a little effort, you can make your writing much easier and clearer for the reader to read. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 6868. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6868. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 6868.
When you think about all the emails, texts, memos, and everything else you write, you probably write a lot. So what makes writing good writing?
Good writing is when the idea is communicated swiftly, clearly, and without a doubt about what you're saying.
Mary Kate Mackey, author of the book Write Better Right Now, says when you're writing anything, ask yourself,
what's the point? Can you name the point? And the second thing you can do is you can jack up your verbs. You can go back to a piece of writing and look at all the verbs. Because sometimes they're simply a better verb, a stronger verb, a more descriptive verb.
Also, when writing, beware of the passive voice.
You go through and you look at your sentence and you say, okay, would it make sense if I added the phrase by zombies? For instance, the hedge was clipped by zombies. If you can add that and it makes sense, you're in the passive voice. Being in the passive voice is usually not good. You want to be in the active voice. You want to have things that move, verbs that go places and push the thinking along.
And be careful how you use punctuation, like exclamation marks.
There was a famous professor who basically said you have, I don't remember the number of exclamation points, for your lifetime. Use them wisely.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33 at 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police arrested a local man who hanged two of three pit bulls because he was upset with his girlfriend. 28-year-old Eugene Marcus Hawkins, who was arrested for animal cruelty, is in jail in lieu of bonds totaling $56,000. According to the arrest report, a neighbor reported releasing a chocolate and white pit bull named Rocky, who was hanged with a blue rope on the driver's side of Hawkins' SUV. After freeing Rocky, the neighbor reported finding Sunny, a tan and white pit bull, who had died after it was hanged with a brown rope from a passenger side of the vehicle. More of this year's graduates at Bryan High's three high schools could be getting academic honors.
That follows the request of one parent at yesterday's school board workshop. Lisa Hubacek says her daughter, who attends Bryan High, does not currently qualify for the summa cum laude designation because she's not in the highest 2% in her class. Hubacek says her daughter has a higher grade point average than a student at Rudder who is in the top 2% of her class.
You have an environment of highly, highly academic kids at Bryan High, and it is much more difficult for students at Bryan High to get into the top 2% because of that.
Hubacek called on the board to temporarily give what's been for 5 years the honor for top 2% students to all high school graduates who are at or above the minimum GPA at Rudder. Her permanent solution is to set a minimum GPA.
If you have a GPA where you say 4.5, that's it. You get that, you got summa cum laude. Then it's not arbitrary. It's not a random break. It's not dependent on class size, and it's more within the student's control.
A school board majority instructed administrators to collect additional information for possible action during their night meeting on the 20th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The number of Blinn College students on the Bryan campus this semester is down by nearly 900 from this time last year. Most of that loss was made up by an increase of 280 students taking online classes, 250 more dual credit students, 137 more at the Health Science Center, and 86 more students in Brenham. Overall, Blinn's headcount this spring is down 85 from last year's record, or a drop of 1.5%. The number of contact hours students are taking, which is how state funding is determined, is down 2.5% from the spring of last year. State lawmakers supporting a cap on how much local governing bodies can raise property taxes have released new data in support of their cause. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs asked those legislators how cities are expected to pay for current and future public safety and infrastructure needs.
Particularly in a growing city where we have to take care of the existing city and address the needs of our new areas. I've spent some time over the last couple weeks, and particularly meeting with developers and trying to get some type of a collaborative going on between folks, and rather than folks just sitting in separate rooms going like, well, these folks aren't doing this and these folks, well, come on, let's put our resources together and find out how we can best get this thing resolved.
The Dallas Morning News reported Senator Paul Bettencourt presented data that shows city tax collections grew by 82%, while median household income rose by 29%. The Morning News also cited other economic data that indicated the difference was not as wide as the data presented by Bettencourt. In Austin, a mother was arrested for child abandonment after a 3-year-old girl was found wandering a road at night, partially clothed and with a bruise on her forehead. KXAN Television reports 27-year-old Jessica Espinoza came out of a neighbor's house and could not tell police about what her three other children, ages 1, 6, and 11, were doing. A review of records shows information about hundreds of teachers who have voluntarily surrendered their licenses after possible improper conduct with students but never were charged isn't readily available to the public. An analysis by the Austin American-Statesman also found that the Texas Education Agency doesn't track if a teacher has been charged or convicted of a crime. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 70 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract.
But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Join Brian Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Brian Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
Good morning, 6:39. Let's do weather, brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or visit their office on Harvey Road. That's Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
For today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, breezy and warm, high temperature 80 to 85. For tonight, mild around 59 or 60 with a few scattered clouds. We stay breezy warm on Wednesday as well, mostly sunny, temperature low 80s. Then we cool off, clear skies on Wednesday night, 50 to 55, mostly sunny on Thursday, cooler with a high of 70. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Curtis Knox is a finalist for the Nancy Lieberman Award for Texas A&M Women's Basketball. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the Texas Rangers are joining the hunt for Tom Brady's missing game jersey. And in the NBA, the Spurs were held to a season-low points in their loss to the Grizzlies, while the Mavs fell to the Nuggets, ending their four-game winning streak. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Man, they are making these United States senators work long and hard, and they're a bunch of old men and women. I mean, we can't have them staying up this late.
No.
I mean, they're messing around trying to get one Republican to flip-flop over and not vote for DeVos as Secretary of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they're supposed to vote later on today, and last time I checked, I mean, they were still partying there at the Capitol. I mean, they were still meeting at the Capitol. I mean, does that mean the lobbyists have to bring breakfast into them?
That's a good question.
I hate to think that they're worried. Again.
Mimosa bar.
That's right. Yeah,
you gotta follow that bacon-wrapped shrimp with something.
That's
you know?
It, though. I mean, those are old. Again, there's a bunch of old men. They're not used to being up this late.
No.
So we'll see. All right, like this has never happened before. Andy Puzder, he's the pick for head of the Department of Labor in a little bit of hot water. Multiple reports that he admitted Monday that he had employed an illegal immigrant.
Uh-oh.
Now, that's not as bad as the Treasury Secretary not paying his taxes back in the Obama administration, but again, it is rather ironic that it's the Department of Labor, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Yeah I would say, is it not as bad? I think it's probably about equal. Probably about the same kind of thing. Yeah.
I suppose so. So, President Trump attacked the media yesterday using his first speech to military service members to accuse the media of refusing to report on terrorist attacks in comments that he made at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Mr. Trump listed a series of attacks that have been carried out by, his words, radical Islamic terrorists. Wow.
He said it?
He actually did.
Huh.
You know?
He used the magic words?
Yeah. No. Yeah, unlike the guy who was the president before him. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I guess good on him. And I think a lot of people in the military kind of like him because he'll do stuff like that. Anyway, the White House had circulated a list of 78 attacks that have been carried out from September 2014 to December 2016. And while we're at it,
Trump tweets.
What do we got today from the leader of the free world?
We've got a few. So first he starts with attacking, as you said, media, but specifically New York Times.
Ah.
He says, the failing New York Times writes total fiction concerning me. They have gotten it wrong for 2 years, and now are making up stories and sources.
Fake news.
He continues with, the failing New York Times was forced to apologize to its subscribers for the poor reporting it did on my election win. Now they are worse. And then he follows that up with, the threat from radical Islamic terrorism is very real. Just look at what is happening in Europe and the Middle East. Courts must act fast.
Yeah.
And then just this morning, about 30 minutes ago, he said, I don't know Putin, have no deals in Russia, and the haters are going crazy. Yet Obama can make a deal with Iran, number one in terror, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a point there.
I don't really understand that I don't know Putin, because he does.
I thought he does. Thought they were besties.
But I think the point, but the haters, I love how he uses, the haters are going crazy.
Yes.
So that is where we are this morning with Trump tweets.
Now, again, if you didn't see the interview that he had with Bill O'Reilly before the Super Bowl, so Bill asked him about the president.
We get along. I don't know if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
What? He likes you? All right, go on.
How do you know he likes
you? I like
you?
Him because I can feel it. You know, that's what I
can feel it.
I was told, like, I understand. Now, we had a rough campaign. He was fighting better for Hillary than she did. He was vicious during the campaign toward me, and I was vicious toward him. We said horrible things about each other. And then we hop into the car, and we drive down Pennsylvania Avenue together. We don't even talk about it. Politics is amazing.
What'd you talk about?
We talked about the country. We talked about the future of the country.
Sure.
I asked him about, what do you think our biggest problem is? And he told me, I can't tell you, but it's a problem. It's a military problem.
I know, but I can't tell. Place.
No, it's not China.
Secrets.
No, it's not. But it is, he did mention, because I did ask him, I said, what would you say the number one, two, and three problems are?
Uh-huh.
And the number one problem that he felt, I was a little bit surprised, but I fully understand.
But you can't tell us?
I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Not for any other reason other than I don't think he'd mind if I said it.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to let that particular place know that that's the way he or I feel.
Oh,
President's secret.
That's right.
Secret
that's it. Because they're besties.
He likes
me. I don't
know
if he'll admit this, but he likes me.
The feels.
It's so funny to hear somebody who is not a typical politician talk about this kind of stuff.
Okay. Oh. Way to go. That's anyway, that's pretty good stuff. Now, last night, 83-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth.
Oldest member of the Supremes.
RBG.
Say 83.
Yes.
RBG.
Speaking in California, kind of talked about that advanced age thing.
There are three of us on the current court who are well beyond what the French call a certain age. Well beyond.
Uh-huh.
So it's Justice Breyer, the youngest, and the two octogenarians, Justice Kennedy and me.
Uh-huh.
What, Ruth?
A very important part of my life is my personal trainer.
What?
Who's been with me since 1999 and now also trains Justice Kagan and most recently Justice Breyer.
Wow.
Can you imagine being the personal trainer to the judges?
The Supreme Court judges.
Do you want to think of her or Justice Kagan in yoga pants? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Man, but that's an important job. You got to keep them healthy and strong.
Yeah.
And alive.
And alive, yes. Heart's still beating. Okay, we're going to do a workout today. All right.
We're gonna walk.
Going to
walk. And
on.
As long as they're alive, you probably get pretty good business elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, so I guess now we know when they sit around and they hang out and have lunch together, that's what the justices talk about.
They talk about
their workout
did,
people.
Did Ron make you lift weights today? Yeah. He was so mean.
Yeah, he had to do so many lunges.
That's
so.
Right. And then he brought the blocking tackle. I blocked it. Do that. So, all right. So, and then we'll speak to a state senator, Charles Schwertner, later on today. So we know that the state of Texas is, you know, kind of having a little budgetary problem. Not enough money to go around.
Just a little billion.
Yeah. So, but we find out the Texas Attorney General's office will keep secret how much money Formula One receives from organizers of the U.S. Grand Prix to run their race in Austin every year. Did you know, for instance, that the race host Circuit of Americas receives more than $20 million in taxpayer funds to help pay for the event?
Wow. No, did not know that.
And these are the elitist of the elite. These are people who put their airplanes in 747s and fly them to the next race.
Wow.
And we are giving $20 million dollars of our money
yeah.
to make sure that that event stays in Austin. Sorry. Texas legislature is considering a bill that would close the exemption. Yeah, I'd kind of like to see them work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's true that the $20 million is a drop in the bucket, but I don't know
still,
that.
Still, it's something.
Yeah, and I don't know that Formula One generates any more business.
Right.
You know, are we going to tell you that that makes a difference in the Texas economy, that we have the Grand Prix race in Austin? Because
yeah.
I don't think it does. Just don't think it does. So,
I agree.
Anyway, our government spending money the way we don't want them to.
Yeah.
And it's 649.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A gentleman called my gardening talk show not too long ago. He presented a question I don't remember ever answering in years of doing radio. He said, Neil, I'm just wondering what your thinking process is in choosing the best perennials for a landscape. He said his neighborhood group was trying to establish consistency of appearance from one garden to the next, and he said that they needed to be fairly low-maintenance plantings. I'll tell you what I said to him right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. I'm sure every landscape designer and nurseryman has his or her own personal set of criteria and a sequence by which they're put in place in choosing plants. I don't pretend that I have the only right answer, but I have mind steps that I take when choosing perennial plants I'm going to use in my own gardens. First and foremost, the plant has to be adapted to the place where I'm going to be using it, to my climate, actually to my soils, although I can amend the soils a little bit, to the exposure it's going to get, the sun or the shade. And while we're talking about climate and temperature, I still use the old USDA hardiness zone map. I'm in an area where we're kind of on the boundary line, and I still prefer to think of us as being a little bit colder. That way I have that extra protection. The second consideration is a perennial's color. I try to have a color scheme in my gardens, so it's important that all of my players work well together. The last thing I want is one bright yellow flower popping out of a bed of otherwise lavender, pale pink, and white blossoms. Tying right in with the plant's color is the timing of its bloom. Most perennials flower for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they shut down for another year. You have to have a constant sequence of blooms month after month to keep the garden interesting at all seasons. The best way to incorporate colors and bloom times is to have a 52-week calendar, determine what your spring color scheme might be, and then one for the summer, a third for the fall. Might be cheerful pastels for the spring, cooling blues and purples in the summer, and rich fall hues in autumn. Then you want to accumulate all the plants that bloom in those colors and at those seasons.
That's about the time at which I'd begin to think about each plant's mature size and growth form and texture. I want to use the tall plants in the back of my perennial garden. I want to use coarse textured plants kind of scattered throughout the plantings. And I want to know about the growth form. Is it arching? Is it bolt upright? How does it grow? The secret in successful perennial plantings is to have something colorful at all seasons. Those little pockets of color will migrate around as the weeks progress. Tying it all together, I included several evergreen shrubs as the bones of the garden. Just because a garden features primarily perennials, that doesn't mean that you can't use annuals. They really can become the unifying effect of the whole garden. Most perennials perform best in full or nearly full sun. You need to talk to your nurseryman about making the best choices. I'm Neil Sperry. The horticultural facts as I see them in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Texas A&M senior point guard Curtis Knox was named one of 10 finalists for the Nancy Lieberman Award. The award, which is given by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, recognizes the top point guard in NCAA Division I women's basketball. Knox leads the NCAA in assists, averaging 9.4 per game, the most for any player nationally since 2011. The humble native is on pace to set both the Texas A&M and SEC per-game record on assists. Knox and the Aggies will be looking for their eighth straight win on Thursday when they face Alabama for the Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in women's college basketball, Joyner Holmes drove for the tie-breaking layup with a minute left, and Texas held on to win its 17th consecutive game, 85-79 at Baylor last night, to end the Lady Bears' 21-game winning streak. Texas never trailed in the first-ever matchup of teams, both 12-0 in Big 12 play. The A&M men's basketball team will be seeking a fourth SEC victory in its last five league games when they return to the hardwood at Reed Arena tomorrow when they play host to Missouri at 7:30 p.m. Pregame for that one will be at 7, and you can hear it all on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Also in men's basketball, Gonzaga remains the top team in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's Basketball poll. The 24-0 Bulldogs received 59 of the first-place votes from reporters around the country, while second-ranked Villanova got the remaining six votes for first. Completing the top five are Kansas, Louisville, and Oregon. The second five this week features Baylor, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Arizona, and UCLA. In Waco, Baylor University has fired a newly hired assistant strength and conditioning coach after he was arrested on a prostitution solicitation charge. A Baylor Athletics Department statement yesterday says Brandon Washington was fired Saturday after school officials learned that he'd been arrested earlier in the day. In the NFL, Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady is hoping he'll be able to get his game jersey back. As he was leaving the locker room following the big game, Brady noticed that his jersey was missing. Governor Greg Abbott has called in the Texas Rangers to aid in the search and recovery of the now valuable jersey. Elsewhere in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers have officially hired Atlanta offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan as their new head coach more than a month after firing Chip Kelly after just one season. The 49ers settled on Shanahan a couple of weeks ago, but had to wait until Monday to sign him to a contract because the Falcons made it to the Super Bowl. In the NBA,
zeros on the clock, streamers from the rafters, Grizzlies roll to an 89-74 win here tonight over San Antonio.
Mark Gasol and Zach Randolph scored 15 points each. Mike Conley added 12 points and 9 assists, and the Memphis Grizzlies held the San Antonio Spurs to a season low in points with an 89-74 victory last night. The game was close until Memphis stretched the margin to double digits just past the midway point of the fourth quarter. Meanwhile in Denver,
Nikola Jokic. Jokic has it. A couple of dribbles there. Hands off behind him to Gary Harris. Couple of dribbles left side to Barton for a corner three. That was good. Season high, 31 points for Will Barton. Nuggets have a 20-point lead with 2:05 to go, and this thing is over.
Will Barton scored 31 points, connecting on 5 3-pointers, and the Denver Nuggets overcame the absence of 3 starters to beat the Dallas Mavericks 110-87 last night. Dallas, which was also shorthanded, was led by Seth Curry and Yogi Ferrell. They had 15 points apiece, but the loss ended a 4-game winning streak for the Mavericks. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of
The BCS Chamber of Commerce, the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and title sponsor HEB present the most flavorful event of the year, A Taste of Aggieland. Hi, this is Rich White with HEB. For only $30 per ticket, you can sample delicious food and beverage from our local restaurateurs. And new this year, we have a chef-prepared prime dining experience, which includes a three-course dinner and wine pairings. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for availability. We'll see you at The Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, February 21st at the Expo Center. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and full of local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own four-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Good morning. Coming up on 7 o'clock, it's going to be 85 today and tomorrow with sunshine. Lows will be in the middle 50s. And about 73 on Thursday, 77 on Friday, and 80 again on Saturday. 69 now.